Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I am so excited to welcome back to the show a woman who fought for this country, a woman who fights for this country. She was a lifelong Democrat. She's on her way right now to Bedford, Pennsylvania for a veterans town hall with J.D. Vance. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. She is the author of the book For Love of Country, Leave the Democrat Party Behind. She's now officially a Republican, a supporter of Donald Trump, and I hope we'll be in his cabinet as well. Tulsi Gabbard, it's an honor to have you back on the show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Rich, it's great to talk to you. I'm doing awesome and happy to be here in your state.
Well, listen, it's a great honor to have you, Lieutenant Colonel in the United States Army Reserve. You're going to go talk to veterans, and what's the message going to be tonight?
We are. You know, there are a number of veterans who are already slated to ask different questions that are top of mind, not just for them, but for veterans across the country. And really, when you look at the Harris-Biden administration, I can't think of hardly any time they've made taking care of our veterans a priority. So this is something, obviously, for JD. You know, he served in the Marine Corps. He was deployed overseas in a combat zone. And so this is something that is near and dear to his heart. And I know that President Trump and J.D. Vance will ensure that our servicemen and women and our veterans are made the priority that they deserve.
You have been one of the most outspoken critics of the military-industrial complex, the war machine, and the powers that be that want to see America involved in these conflicts. And for that, they have disparaged you. They've called you all kinds of names. I just had a caller before about 5 minutes ago, called up. He's a liberal. He voted for Hillary in 2016. He's voting for Trump in this election, Tulsi, because he heard you talk about how Donald Trump kept us out of war. And he saw it himself. And he admits he was wrong, because for 4 years, we didn't start any new wars. And the fact that the Cheneys are backing Kamala Harris, my caller said, tells us everything we need to know right there.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm so glad you shared that with me. And I know that there are many more Americans like him who are Democrats or who used to be Democrats or people who just said they never imagined they would vote for Donald Trump. But now when they are confronted with the truth about him and about his record of success, specifically, as you mentioned, on issues related to war and peace, and how stark of a contrast his record is with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's record over the last 4 years, where, you know, they've pushed us closer to World War III and nuclear war than we ever have been before. So that makes me really happy to hear, and I'm grateful to know that you know, what I have been doing may have made a small impact on his decision to support President Trump.
I think it's made a huge impact. I think the fact that you have backed Donald Trump, I know other people who've told me privately the fact that you've come out and you're willing to support him, and even though you disagree with him on things, and that's okay. Like, we don't all have to agree on everything in this lifetime, and we shouldn't all agree on everything in this lifetime. It's not healthy.
But you've
seen the censorship by this government. You've seen the way this government has weaponized the government against its own people. And you have always been an advocate for individual liberty. And at one point, the Democrat Party was aligned with those issues, and the Democrat Party left. And so you left the Democrat Party, and you had the courage to do that. And I can only imagine the blowback that you got. I can only imagine the, you know, and I know the names they called you. I mean, I've seen it firsthand. But you should know that people have taken that as a sign of courage for themselves to also admit, hey, you know what, maybe I was wrong, too. Maybe I got this wrong. If Tulsi's willing to stand on the stage with Donald Trump, and she was at one point going to run against him for president, theoretically, maybe I can change too, you know?
Absolutely. These are stories that I hear from people and people that I've had the chance to meet. I was in Wisconsin, Madison, Wisconsin, last night, where we had an incredible event in Dane County, which many political pundits would say, you know, why would the Trump campaign waste any time going there? Because it is a reliably so-called blue county. But, you know, I think it speaks volumes about President Trump that he is going everywhere. He wants to speak to and reach every American, whether you live in a Democrat county or state or Republican county or state. His call is to unite all Americans, not because we walk in lockstep and conform on every issue, not at all, but because we value and cherish our God-given rights and freedoms enshrined in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And those are the very things that are under attack and have been over these last 4 years under the Harris-Biden administration. There were a number at the event last night. You know, I asked, there's a crowd of about 2,000 people. I was there with Bobby Kennedy, and I asked them to raise their hands if they were a Democrat or a former Democrat. And about 40% of that crowd raised their hand.
Wow.
And then the most beautiful thing happened, Rich. As they raised their hands, everyone else in the audience, they started to look around and they saw all those hands raised. And they not only applauded, they stood up and gave them a standing ovation, welcoming them, making them know they were appreciated, that they are cared for and loved, and that they are welcome without any kind of fake litmus or cynicism at all. It's that love of country and that love and care for each other as Americans that really shined through in that hall last night. And this is what I'm seeing across the country and what gives me hope that we are coming together as Americans to put the American people and our country and our Constitution and freedom first.
I love that. That's a great story, Tulsi Gabbard. I'm so happy you shared that with us. It's great. It's an honor to have Tulsi Gabbard on the phone right now. I'm so excited to talk to her right now. Follow her on all social media at Tulsi Gabbard. You were in Philly on Sunday with my buddy Paula Scanlon. You were with Riley Gaines talking about the importance of protecting women in sports and their spaces and colleges and locker rooms. That's an incredibly important issue. I think it is a sleeper issue in this election. Now, I have three kids. My son is 10. My daughter's 8. My other daughter's 4. And I talk to parents all the time about this issue. It's a big deal, Tulsi. It really is.
It's a huge deal. And it's one 80% of Americans stand together on firmly and strongly, because like you, there are so many parents, but even those who may not have children, who recognize the insanity of what Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and every single Democrat in the House and Senate have done in throwing women and girls under the bus and destroying Title IX. They don't care about the safety of girls and women in K through 12 sports or college sports. They don't care about making sure that they have a level playing field and the kind of opportunity that generations of women, including my mother, benefited from specifically because of Title IX. And this is one of those issues, Rich, where, when you hear the kind of bombastic, hateful rhetoric coming from Hillary Clinton, coming from Joe Biden, calling all Trump supporters garbage, coming from Kamala Harris, why is it that in the final days of the campaign, all they have is to resort to really, really terrible name calling and smears? It's because when we look at their record, it is disastrous and harmful and dangerous for the American people, including some of the most vulnerable among us, which is our children.
I think that the Hitler stuff is it's so unconscionable. It really is. I mean, to think of, you're going to go speak to veterans tonight with J.D. Vance. Think of how many Americans gave their life to defeating Nazism, defeating the evil that was Hitler, storming the beaches of Normandy, fighting in World War II. To think of the fact that 82 million Americans voted for Donald Trump, because when you call him Hitler, you're calling his supporters Nazi supporters. And that's, yeah. it's just the idea that you would say this about a former president of the United States of America, that they would say this, it's just reprehensible.
It is. And it really disrespects the voters most of all. It reveals how stupid they think we really are, that voters have not been paying attention to what the Harris-Biden administration have done over these last 4 years, and that somehow people will just immediately believe the lies that they are selling, the fear that they are fomenting very dangerously, and vote not based out of hope and love of country and freedom and hope for our future, but instead vote based out of the incredulous fear that they are trying to motivate voters in these final days of the campaign. So we're doing all we can. I'm really looking forward to this conversation we'll have in Bedford tonight with our fellow veterans. And I know JD and President Trump and the great Americans who are out here trying to help elect President Trump, we're going to be out in states across the country all the way up until Election Day.
I think it's great. I'm really so happy to hear that you're in Pennsylvania, that you're doing this for us and working so hard. Because if we win Pennsylvania and Dave McCormick wins that Senate seat, we could take control of the Senate. And you've made this point to me before, Tulsi, which is that we need to have a Republican Senate in there as well. It's critical so that Trump can get his nominees through. He can get the policies through. We have a chance here. We really do. We have a chance. And we can make fundamental change. Because one question that I've asked you before is, can we defeat these complexes, be it the war complex, the pharmaceutical complex, the big food complex? You were with Bobby Kennedy. I had a liberal caller who said, I like that he's out there talking about making America healthy again. We can defeat these complexes, but we have to win.
We do on every front. And you're exactly right. President Trump is going to need both the House and the Senate in order to bring about the kind of transformational change that we know we need. And he is committed to bring about. I'm actually in the car in JD's motorcade right now with Senator Mark Wayne Mullen and Senator Eric Schmidt, both of who are working their tails off to try to get the word out about why it is essential that we elect President Trump, send him back to the White House, and why they need more people in the Senate like David McCormick to be able to actually execute on his plan and his vision for the American people.
Before I let you go, and I thank you again, when you were with Trump at Madison Square Garden the other night and the times that you've been with him and you've been on stage with him and when you announced that you were joining the Republican Party because of him and to support him, have one-on-one conversation with them. What's that like? Tell us about it.
I have found him to be incredibly kind filled with warmth. I saw him at the end of the night in New York backstage just before he got into the vehicle to take him back to the plane back to Trump Tower. And, you know, he was filled with gratitude. He was so thrilled with all of his fellow New Yorkers who came out that night and the many who were standing outside celebrating and joining in from the outside. You know, I've seen how when we've had different working groups, you know, he'd walk into a room and make sure that everyone has something to drink, make sure that everybody's been fed or has something to eat before any business and work begins. He has a heart for the American people. I've seen it and I've experienced it when the cameras are off. He has a heart for our men and women in uniform and our veterans. I've seen it when there are no cameras around. And this is where I have confidence in his motives for why he is running for president again, in spite of everything they are trying to throw at him to destroy him. He really cares about our country and he cares about the American people. And he's committed to doing all he can to save our country and to save the world.
And you are doing everything you can to help with that. You are a hero, my friend. I appreciate it so much. For love of country, leave the Democrat Party behind. That's the book. Tulsi Gabbard en route to Bedford, PA tonight with J.D. Vance. Follow her on X at Tulsi Gabbard. Mahalo, my friend. Thank you for everything you're doing for us.
Mahalo, Rich. Great to hear your voice. Take care. Get out and vote, everybody. Vote, vote, vote.
Thank you, Tulsi.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Zioli Show. Brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. A premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Well, that makes me happy. Talking to Tulsi Gabbard makes me very, very, very happy, if you can't tell. And this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. And you can use promo code Zioli and save 25%. When you book a midweek stay from now through the end of the year, book direct at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And we'll be back there on December 20th for our next live show. It's going to be our Christmas spectacular. By the way, you need to save the date, November 13th in the evening. I can't tell you why just yet, but you want to do that. So mark your calendar and save the date. Okay, do it now. Trust me on this. You want to do it. All right. Before we get to making fun of Phil Murphy, Let me grab, I wanted to go to Ian in Yardley, PA. Ian, thank you for your patience and holding. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I'm a never Trump Republican. And it drives me nuts when I hear you guys talk about, oh, well, you guys just don't like Trump's mean tweets. The fact that Trump is a bleepity bleep is like number 3,000 on his list of negative traits. That's not the reason so many people hate Trump. It's not his mean tweets.
Okay. What is it?
What is it?
Yeah.
You're not going to give me 9 hours to get through everything.
All right, let's make this simple. Tell me why you're voting for Kamala Harris without bringing up Donald Trump.
I can't. Harris has completely underwhelmed me. But the Democrats could push her aside and nominate a bag of dog crap, and I'll vote for the
bag
of dog crap.
So that's it for you? It's just your hatred of Trump matters more than anything else. There's not a policy distinction, nothing.
As the grandson of German Jews, I never could wrap my head around. And don't jump on me like, oh, you can't compare him to Hitler. He's like Hitler in some ways. Other ways, he's not.
How is he like but Hitler? I'm asking you a question. His grandkids are Jewish. Does that make him like Hitler? Yes or no?
Not in that regard.
Regard. Okay. So did Hitler move the capital of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Did Hitler do that?
He could care less.
Yes
about
or no?
Israel.
Did he do that? Yes or no? Yes or no? Did Hitler do that? I'm asking you a question. Can you just answer me yes or no?
Of course not.
Okay.
No, Hitler did not move the capital.
Hitler did not move the capital.
That's a dumb question.
So how is he like Hitler exactly?
So what I was saying was I could never wrap my head around.
Can't answer the question. Okay. All right.
Holy man. Can I get a word in or no?
If you can answer my question, yeah.
Well, what was your last question?
Tell me why you're voting for Kamala Harris without bringing up Donald Trump.
Oh, I can't. I just told you. I'm completely underwhelmed by her.
So you literally are willing to just throw away every policy position because of your hatred for one man.
In my opinion.
So what about war? You're okay with the war in Ukraine
going
on? Are you okay with the war in Ukraine going on? Are you okay with the war in Ukraine going on endlessly? Yes or no?
No. But it's the price we pay to be free.
Price? The price we pay to be free? What does it have to do with our freedom?
What does it have to do with our freedom? If Russia and Putin take over Ukraine tomorrow, will that affect us next week? No. Will it affect us in a month? No. It might not even affect us for a year, year. Will it affect us down the road? You got to be crazy if you don't think so.
How does it affect us down the road?
Well, then Putin decides to go into other NATO countries.
Or if he goes into NATO, the United States has a treaty. The United States has to fight him because we have a NATO treaty. So that you understand the concept of a treaty, right? NATO?
Well, that's how it affects us.
Okay, but that's...
Right now, we have someone else fighting
for
us.
That's if Putin invades another country. I asked you about Ukraine. Let's move on to another situation. Are you at all concerned in any way, shape, or form with inflation and the impact it's having on the American people?
Oh, inflation sucks.
Okay, so you're ready to keep going with it for another 4 years because you hate Trump that much? So what do you say to the person who is barely getting by right now, but you're fine, you're okay, so you don't care because they're struggling, but so what, right? You hate Trump.
Can I make a couple comments? You're just going to cut me off all the time.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. We have the lowest inflation rate in the world. The inflation sucks, but there was this thing called a pandemic that screwed up supply chains around the world.
Right. So
our economy compared to others.
Okay, I'm not going to let you spew. Listen, I'm not going to let you spew nonsense. The inflation we have right now has nothing to do with the pandemic and supply chains. The inflation went up in 2021 because of Biden's spending, and you know that too. Let me ask you another question. You're okay with this open border? Yes or no?
No, they need to do something with it.
But they haven't for 4 years,
it's a joke. Well, they finally got
it's
off their asses
right.
and did something.
So you admit
it's
a joke. What have they done? What have they done with it?
What did they Lankford and Sinema put together that bipartisan bill, which frankly had everything or almost everything Republicans have been asking for, and Trump killed it.
How did Trump kill it? He's not president. How did he kill a bill if he's not president, out of curiosity?
Holy, come on, Rich, don't, you know, it's tough for me to take you seriously that you believe what you're saying. Because let's face
Ian,
it, when
with
Trump
all due respect,
along,
it's very
when,
tough for me to
Rich,
take seriously a person. Excuse me. It's very tough for me to take somebody seriously who says they would vote for a pile of dog crap over Donald Trump. It's very hard for me to take someone seriously who has that level of intellectual ability that you'd be willing to vote for a bag of dog crap over Donald Trump. Your hatred for the man, your animosity towards him is clouding your judgment of issues. And you know that.
If Trump gets in office, the high price of eggs will be the least of our concerns.
What's he going to do?
What's he going to do?
Mm-hmm.
He is destroying our institutions.
What institution did he destroy when he was president for 4 years? What institution did he destroy?
The media.
The media?
He undermines everything.
Wait a second. The media?
He undermines everything.
Time out. The media had their best ratings ever for the 4 years Trump was president. MSNBC and CNN made millions and millions of dollars when Trump was president. How did he destroy the media?
He undermines everything.
How did he destroy the media? You've made a claim. I'm asking you to back it up, please.
Fake news.
Okay, he said fake news. And CNN and MSNBC, were they on the air every night bashing him? Yes or no?
What do you think of what
the New York Times in print
by not endorsing Harris?
I'm sorry, what?
What do you think of the Washington Post not endorsing Harris? Why would Jeff Bezos do such a thing?
I don't know. Why don't
it's
you ask him? What do I care?
Paper.
I can't explain what Jeff Bezos does.
Oh, it's not because... Wait, Rich. It's not because that Bezos is maybe concerned about what Trump will screw around with Amazon and his space company.
Okay.
Could it
give me one reason to vote for Kamala Harris,
no,
or I'm going to let you off the phone. Because you can't. You can't give me one reason to vote for Kamala Harris without saying Donald Trump's name. Give me one.
I'm not concerned she'll try to overturn an election. How's that?
Oh, so that's it. So that's the one thing. That's all you got for me? That's it. Trump is president.
I know it's a little thing. I know all presidents try to overturn elections. It's that little silly thing I'm hung up on.
So then why don't you vote for Trump? And then to win, you don't have to worry about him overturning the election.
It's like saying O.J. Simpson was a great guy. Yeah, I know he killed two people, but you know, who doesn't kill two people? He was so good in The Naked Gun. He's a great guy, great running back.
I got to go.
You know, with January 6th.
You know, listen, buddy, you got to get your head examined. I'm going to help you out here. Get your head examined. I got to run because Caroline Levitt's here, and she's a lot more interesting than you. That is Trump derangement syndrome on the utmost degree. The man cannot name a single policy position he likes about Kamala Harris. Not one. He just hates Donald Trump. It sounds like a very, very angry man. Caroline Levitt, we deal with these angry people all the time. They really don't like us very much, do they?
No, unfortunately they don't. I didn't have the great pleasure of listening to that conversation, Rich. I caught the tail end, but sounds like you were dealing with someone who has a classic case of what we call TDS.
Yep.
And is so blinded by their hatred of Trump, they can't see what's good for our country. And it's too bad, but it's fueled by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. When you call someone a Nazi and Hitler for 8 years, deranged people believe that to be the truth, and it's very sad for our country.
Let me ask you, when we get called garbage, when we get called deplorables, we get called Nazis, we get called all these names, and it clearly is not working. Do you think that maybe, and this is a rhetorical question, you think maybe they've just realized that they have no policies they can sell the American people?
That's exactly right. I mean, why else would they just be spewing this vile rhetoric without any policy position? They don't have policy. They don't have a record to stand on. Kamala Harris has been the worst, most failed, and incompetent vice president this country has ever seen, and she has nothing to run on. I mean, look at all the problems she has created. And that's why our message to the American people, our closing argument, is Kamala Harris broke it, Donald Trump will fix it. She broke our border, she broke our economy, she broke our standing in the world. He has real solutions to fix all of these problems. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris did her closing argument at the place that January 6th took place. She wants to bring people back to a day from 4 years ago rather than talk about the problems of today because she created them.
I loved what he said today about the coalition that he's built, and he brought up how it's a coalition of Christians and Jews and Muslims and Mormons, and it's a coalition of blacks and whites and Latinos and steelworkers and union workers. I love that line from his rally today. It's one of my favorite lines he's ever said, actually.
Yeah, and it's true. I mean, you saw in Michigan, Muslim leaders, a Muslim mayor of the city of Hamtramck endorsed President Trump. You see evangelicals for Trump. Our coalition is booming. We have church captains at hundreds of churches across the country in the battleground states who are actively helping register and turn out evangelical Christian voters. You know, the Jewish American community is supporting President Trump more than ever because they realize that his peace through strength agenda brought peace to the Middle East and was a stabilizing force. Whereas look at what has happened to Israel over the past a couple of years under Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. It's so unfortunate and it's terribly sad. So I think, again, all Americans of all faiths realize that President Trump is a peacemaker in chief president, and he respects religious liberty for all faiths.
Yeah, these Muslim mayors coming out and endorsing him when Kamala Harris literally did not pick the governor of Pennsylvania to be her running mate because he's Jewish, I think tells you everything you need to know about the state of the Democrat Party today in this country. Big news out of Bucks County, Caroline Leavitt, my friend. This is great news. Congrats on I had so many people call the show yesterday and say, Rich, I'm in line. They turned us away. We saw the videos of it. You guys fought back in court. Now people have till Friday, close the business to vote in person in Bucks County. That's huge.
Yes, big election integrity win for us today. We were flagged by people on the ground that they were being sent home early and disenfranchised at the polls. That is against Pennsylvania election law. So we sent a strongly worded letter to local and state officials. Other counties stopped this practice. Bucks County, unfortunately, continued with the practice. And so we were forced to file a lawsuit. We did, and the judge correctly ruled that these officials were breaking your state's election law. And so now we have an extension of 3 more days of early voting to ensure everyone who wants to go and submit their mail-in ballot early at the polls has an opportunity to do so.
Good. Excellent. I'm glad. And I want everyone who's listening to do so. Please, if you're in Bucks County, go vote early. Do not wait till Election Day. Go tomorrow, go Friday till 5 p.m. on Friday. Please do it. I voted early, Caroline. We got to bank these votes. I need everybody to do it.
Exactly. And the reason to vote early is it's just so simple, right? I mean, you don't know what could happen to you on Election Day. You could have a really long day at work and then you're running late and the polls close. You could get sick, have a family emergency. We need to bank as many votes as possible. And then what it also does, Rich, is to do exactly what you're doing right now. You can encourage other people to do the same. When you vote, you take pride in that. You can encourage other people to get out and do it too. 6 more days to go. We want everyone to get out and to vote early. Bank your vote for President Trump. We need to make this election too big to rig. And I want to assure everyone we are confident. Our election integrity team that we have put together is world class. We have incredible lawyers who are working on this day in and day out. And all of the claims of election fraud and irregularities that you're seeing on the ground are being taken seriously by our lawyers, investigated, and we are solving many of them like we did in Bucks County. So that's why we started Pennsylvania.stopthevote.com so people can go and file claims of voter fraud or irregularities that you are seeing, and then our team will immediately get in touch with you to amend these allegations.
Caroline Leavitt, I just had our mutual friend Tulsi Gabbard on. I got to tell you, you know, I had a caller right before 5 o'clock today called up. He said, Rich, I'm a liberal. I voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. I voted for Trump. I'm voting for Trump in 2024 because he's kept us out of war. And he, for 4 years, we never had any new wars because of him. And he also agreed with the fact that Donald Trump is about freedom, and the Democrat Party today is about censorship. And I think between, you know, you have a lot of Democrats now. Tulsi told me a story. She was at a town hall. She asked any former Democrats here. She said about 40% of the people in the room raised their hands, and everybody else in the town hall got up and gave them a standing ovation. There's something happening here, Caroline Leavitt, no doubt.
There is. We feel it whenever we go to a rally all across the country, state after state. There's momentum. There's a spirit. There are people coming out of the woodwork to say they are proudly supporting President Trump. I think the silent majority is silent no more. There's a real enthusiasm. People are proudly and loudly professing their support for President Trump because they are so fed up with the Democrat elite of taking advantage of the working family in this country. And President Trump is going to give a voice to the voiceless. He's going to speak for the forgotten men and women. And he's going to deliver on his promises to restore law and order, secure our border, end these wars that are happening abroad, and most importantly, arguably, make America affordable again and bring down the cost of living in this country for hardworking American citizens.
Follow my friend Caroline on social media at KLevittNH. Keep up the great work, buddy. You're doing great. We almost got this, so thank you.
Thanks, Rich. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Wow. Man. We got another guest coming up. Who's next, DeSantis? Who we got next?
We got Dom.
Dom's your
Dom. McDonald's.
On hold right now?
No, well, we have to go to break first, but he'll be there when we come back.
All right, we'll get Dom's at McDonald's. And he is.
He's getting a Big Mac.
I didn't mean to diminish it that way. I'm just saying how jealous I am. I would freaking kill for McDonald's right now. I would kill for McDonald's.
I'm starving.
Oh, how great would a quarter pounder? Can we Uber Eats? I'll pay for it.
I'm in.
Well, you're not in the studio. I'm talking for Kirk. And for Sean and for Justin. Let's get some McDonald's going from here.
You can send me something.
Yeah, you get nothing and like it, DeSantis. You get nothing and like it. By the way, how crazy was that guy? Who do you think's crazier? That guy? Dog crap man, we'll call him pile of dog crap man, or the guy obsessed with Melania Trump who thinks he has a chance with her? Which guy do you think is crazier?
Personally, I still prefer the Melania Trump guy.
Yeah, he's a little bit nicer, right?
Well, not only that, I think he is a little bit crazier because he believes that she's going to leave Donald Trump and ultimately end up with him. So, that takes a special degree of crazy in order to believe that. And then not only believe it, but call into the show and explain that to us several times.
Yeah. And all the pictures he has of Melania on his wall, you know. All right, listen, relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. I say it all the time. It's a guiding principle in how Judith and her team run their business. Look, some great offers right now for you. These fall offers are great. 2025 XC40 for only $435 a month on a 36-month lease. And you can get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. Just head to the store for all the details, okay? Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. They are the region's most accessible Volvo dealership, and they are going to give you an incredible experience. You can't beat that, 3.99%. on select new Volvos. And maybe you want to drive the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina. It's a great car, American made, American jobs. Either way, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios because in this age of cancel culture, Judith Krupnik has stepped up and said, I want the studio naming rights. And that's a great thing. So go visit them today and show them your support and you'll love driving a Volvo. They're safe, reliable, all the latest technology, the bells and whistles. And the experience at Cherry Hill Volvo is second to none. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm jealous because he's at McDonald's right now. And let's go right to Dom Giordano. Of course, you hear him every day from noon to 3 right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dom, what's going on?
Oh, well, it's hard doing this interview with the hairnet on, Rich.
Are you working at McDonald's right now, Dom Giordano?
No, they would not let me. The owner's not here, and the guy got kind of hinky because they were inundated here with 4:30 to 5:30. Jim Worthington is here with me buying free food, Rich. And the tenor of people here were going, is Rich, you always think there's hidden Kamala polling going on? And I said, maybe.
Well, yeah, I'm worried the polls are undercounting her supporters, so I'm telling everybody they got to vote. They got to get out there and vote, yeah. Dom.
And, Rich, I'm going to hand you to Jim Worthington for a second here, the owner of the Knack, who put all this together and is one of the biggest fundraisers. And he just talked to the president, too. We'll get a little bit about what Trump said about the big story of the day. I know you have Watley on, or he will be on, about what happened in Bucks County. I don't know about you, but I was shocked. That quickly, the judge saw what you and I saw and said, that's it, buddy. You're giving these people not one, but 2 days to come in and vote.
Jim, how are you?
Here goes Jim. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, great to talk to you, my friend. How's everything?
Great. We're down here in Feasterville McDonald's, and while I was here
posted a little 3-hour happy hour we're treating. The president called me and talked to me about Bucks County and thanked us for our efforts there and helping to get that lawsuit going and getting our voters undisenfranchised.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So everybody needs to vote in person by Friday at 5 p.m. in Bucks County. This is a big deal. We got to do it. We got to bank all these votes. I don't want anyone to take anything for granted. Jim, after you had the president at McDonald's, which was amazing, that was so great to see him working the fry line and everything, the people came after the store, right? They came after you guys, which is why Dom's there today.
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, I arranged that visit for the president. Of course, it was his idea, but they asked me to find a McDonald's somewhere in Pennsylvania, and I picked Bucks County. That's where I live, and I think it's, you know, the most important congressional district in the country. And, you know, the owner, I don't want to say his name, was a little bit hesitant because, you know, it's not easy to do these things because you never know how people are going to react. We kind of talked him down off the ledge a day or two before because he got a little bit nervous. But, you know, after that, I don't know if he really suffered a lot of finance. I know he got a lot of taunting. He got a lot of that stuff you get. But business was probably kind of stable, a little bit less than it was. So we decided, Dom and I, that we're going to do a co-event here on tonight, and we invited everybody down from 4:30 to 7:30 the first hour. I told everybody I'd buy them, whoever came, I'd buy them their dinner. And I think $1,500 later, everybody's happy.
That's great. I love it. And Jim Worthington, in addition to owning one of the most prominent health clubs in all of the country, you also led the PA delegation at the RNC. You're close friends with the president. You're very active in the party. You've done a lot for the party over the years, which is why Trump just called you a short time ago. How are you feeling about things? How are you feeling about the momentum? How are you feeling about Tuesday?
I mean, I've never seen anything like this. 2016 was the wild, wild west where you had just people like my group, People for Trump, and spinoff groups that just loved the president and, you know, him being an outsider. And we got him across the finish line. 2020 was disorganized, COVID. It just wasn't good. It just wasn't – they didn't have the A team. But this team they've got now in 2024 with Michael Whatley, Laura Trump, Susie Wiles, you know, heading the campaign with Chris LaCivetta and James Blair nationally, and you know, they're just the A team, and they are so good. And this Trump Force program they put together with these getting out the low propensity voters through volunteers has just nailed it. How do I feel? I think honestly, I think he's going to win Pennsylvania by 2-3. I know the polls aren't reflecting that now, but I do believe that's going to happen. And I think for the first time since 1988. I think you're going to see Bucks County be red first time.
I hope you're right. I'm telling everybody, I think we need to act like he's going to lose so that everybody votes. I don't want a single person sitting this out for any reason whatsoever. And I'm getting nervous about the stunts the Democrats will pull. So the message, Jim, get out and vote. You now have till Friday in person to do it. You need to do it, period. No excuse.
Well, 100%. I mean, again, if the election was today, I tell you that's where we would be. But a lot of things can happen between now and then, and particularly if people become complacent. And so, you know, you got to get there to get the win. So
that's
everybody's
right. Got
to do everything they do, and they got to encourage everybody they know to do that. And everybody asks, well, what can I do? What can I do? Make sure your family, your friends, your neighbor, you call them, you urge them, then you follow up with them the same day and say, did you vote? If you didn't, get your ass out there and do it, because we need every one of them.
Yeah, well said, Jim. Well said. All right, you want to put Dom back on the phone? I'll let you
yes,
get back
sir.
To making chicken McNuggets.
There you go. I need to pay some more bills. Thank you, Rich.
Hey, Jim Worthington, thanks for all you do for us, man. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Rich.
Hey, Dom, you there?
Thanks, guys.
Dom, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rich. Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, I just wanted to ask you, what's your technique with flipping the burger?
As a vegetarian, I might have to go with the aoli technique. what do you recommend?
Well,
I'm going to do the fries because they are vegetarian. That's what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says. He's going to make those fries vegetarian again if we put them in.
Yes, I agree with you. Dom, what do you, I mean, this Bucks County ruling is a big deal. You got to talk to President Trump about it earlier. I did talk to Chairman Whatley about it. I just talked to Caroline Leavitt. It is a big deal. We need everybody to vote. My message is just, I want everybody to act like we are 5 points down in the polls. I don't want anyone thinking that we've got this in the bag, Dom. That's when I start, I get nervous when people get overconfident. That's my message.
Oh, yeah, I want him to be feeling that, but also inspired. This ruling today is really the first big win they've had, and it's a shot across the bow of what's going on in the suburbs, where they just have in their head, they're not going to follow the law. And I think I heard you yesterday, and I was talking about today, this portends, and Whatley said, Rich, what we're going to demand on election day. None of this nonsense after 8 o'clock, no nonsense of the electricity doubt and everything else. I know the guys that run Philadelphia. They are geared up for the battle that is always Philadelphia.
Good, good. And you've been all over this. And I know you talked to Al Schmidt on your show recently about this. Dom, do you feel confident in his abilities here?
You know, he's well-intentioned, Rich. I'm not saying he's, sabotaging this. But, you know, he put out a tweet after unbelievable pressure of the scenes we saw in Bucks County. And he didn't put any kind of leverage on it or what he was going to do, whatever powers he has. So my method is, he's probably come on tomorrow or Friday. I'm trying to just have a good conversation with him, flesh out nuggets like, Rich, at midnight on election night, we're going to know how many mail-in ballots are left out there in Pennsylvania. That's the state law. And I didn't know that. And he talked about that extensively. That will give us a pretty good barometer, given a 70-30 split or whatever it is usually with the mail-in ballots, of where we might be. And Guy Shiraki, who we both have on, thinks if it's around 800,000 even down in mail-in ballots ultimately, Trump will still win.
Good. Where's the McDonald's? What's the address if people want to stop by and grab something to eat and say hello to you and say hello to Jim?
It's right at 433 East Street Road. Brace for a good bit of traffic to get here. It's right down from Parks Casino, not too far from there, on Street Road in Feasterville.
You're not tempted at all, to have a quarter pounder with cheese, Dom? Sizzling, juicy, fresh, never frozen beef right now?
Oh, you are. I thought it was mainly a pizza thing you had to restrain yourself with. No, I saw on Twitter, those look like the Chef of the Year pizzas from just a Sunday thing. It's got to be more than you making them. There's got to be some guy that comes over. We all know guys. You must come over and help. That looks gourmet.
Are you accusing me of having a guy make my pizza and I'm just posing with it? Is that what you're saying right now?
I mean, I think that's a rare talent. That is something we have to showcase more.
Maybe we should do, we'll do a live show from my backyard after this election. We can celebrate. We'll make some pizza and drink some Dom Time Red and some of my wine, and we can hopefully celebrate a win.
Sounds good, Rich.
All right, Dom. Thanks, buddy. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for the time. Appreciate it. All right, take care.
You bet. Absolutely.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Well, I'm freaking starving right now, and I want a Big Mac. I want a quarter pounder with cheese and fries is what I want. That's what I want. Starving. But let me go to Linda Kearns because she's on the phone. And big day for you. Good job, my friend. Well done in Bucks County. ProtectTheVote.com. I gave you a shout out on Fox News about that the other day. Well done.
You did, Rich. Well, I have some breaking news. I know I told you that my mother was so impressed that I come on your show. She thought it was my greatest accomplishment in life. It doesn't matter that I'm a lawyer. I represent the president. She just said, you know, Linda, you're on Rich's show. But she may be turning the corner on that, because apparently yesterday on Fox News, they mentioned my name and put up all this stuff about me. So she may now actually like me more than she likes you.
That is huge. And I know Mama Zioli likes you more than me. So that's, there you go, Linda.
Well,
you got
here
the
we
mom
go.
Vote.
Yeah, that is breaking news, Rich. You are no longer the favorite child in the Kearns household. So I thought you should know that.
Well, that's great. Good for you. I'm glad you're working so hard. You deserve for them to talk about you. This is a big deal in Bucks County. And just take us through what happened and how we got here.
So, Rich, when Pennsylvania started this on-demand request your mail ballot, they did not then give all the counties the support they needed to recognize that when people come into the offices, each ballot can take quite some time to print out and process. So if each ballot could take 10, 15 minutes to, you know, for the person to fill it out and get it all done, they didn't take into account the fact that if there's dozens of people in line, that could be hours and hours and hours. And unfortunately, what we saw is people were so excited to vote for President Donald J. Trump that there was so many lines at these offices that they were saying, well, you know what, you're going to have to go home. We're not going to be able to process you. So on Monday, we wrote a letter to Secretary Schmidt. And we told him that he started this process, so he needs to give these counties the support that they needed. So he issued a recommendation that they all allow people to request mail ballots up until the date that the time the office closed. But if you were there when the office was closing, that you should be considered there and you should get your mail ballot. And all of the offices really complied. But Bucks County was a real problem. So the RNC sued, and the result was 3 extra days to tomorrow and Friday. So that gives the voters a chance to go to the office.
Good. And I'm asking everyone to do so because I want everyone to vote early if they can. So Bucks County, get out there and vote tomorrow and Friday. Just let's not leave anything to chance here with Election Day. We just can't. We just don't know. We just have to do it. Got to bank those votes, period.
Right. And there was another case out of Philadelphia that as a result of the special election, some voters sued to ask that you don't have to date your mail ballot. So this issue is creeping up again, Rich. I told you that, you know, you can never rest with the left. They are constantly trying to attack the laws. So unfortunately, the trial court ruled that in that specific election, you did not have to date your ballot. It went to the Commonwealth Court. The Commonwealth Court also ruled you did not have to date your ballot. Right now, that it only refers to that special election in September, but the RNC is filing an appeal to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania because we want clarity on this. We don't want this issue to rear its ugly head on November 5th, and we want to make sure that the ballots must be signed and dated in order to be counted.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. Excellent, excellent, excellent. It's such a difference. I mean, it's night and day between 2020 and 2024. The operation, the organization, the army of lawyers, the work you're doing and Chairman Whatley's doing, and it's really impressive. I've never seen an operation this organized before, so it makes me very happy. But we know the tricks, Linda. We know the tricks that people are capable of doing. What I've been asking people to do is forget about rumors you're hearing out in Arizona and Nevada. Like, we'll let them worry about that out there. We need people who, if you see anything in Pennsylvania, you witness anything yourself, you have to let us know. And people did that, right? In Bucks, they were taking videos. They were calling the show yesterday, and they were telling me that they were in line, and they got asked to leave the line. That's what we need people to do. Let us know whatever you're experiencing so that we can do something about it, because we'll do something about it.
Absolutely. You can report that at pa.protecttheVote.com. That's how you get in touch with us. We are running down everything people say. And I do want to remind people that if you requested a mail ballot and for some reason didn't get it, you can still go to the polls. You must go to the polls to make sure that you can vote. And when you get to the polls, though, if the computer indicates that you had requested a mail ballot, they will have you vote on a provisional ballot. And some of our conservatives, some of our patriots are a little bit concerned about having to vote on a provisional ballot rather than the machine. But I want your listeners to know that it is fine to vote a provisional ballot if that's what they tell you to do, because I already have all the lawyers lined up for all of the provisional ballot hearings that take place after the election to make sure that every validly cast provisional ballot is counted. So that's a safeguard that we have in our law, that if you requested a provisional ballot, they don't want you to vote on the machine because they don't want someone to vote, you know, on a mail ballot or and at the polls. So if you requested a mail ballot, they will not let you vote on the machine. So they'll ask you to vote on a provisional ballot. You don't fight them. You do it.
Okay.
And I promise you, we have lawyers who are going to handle all that.
Okay, great. Wonderful. All right, my friend. I'm sure we'll be talking again soon. Keep me posted. Keep up the great work, Linda Kearns, and paprotectthevote.com.
Right. And Rich, I'm really, really sorry that, you know, my mom likes me better than she likes you now. I don't want to give you bad news when you're so excited about this election.
Well, considering I might be on Fox tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and then next Saturday, I feel like I have a chance at winning your mom back.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Oh, and by the way, I'm still over Matt DeSantis. He still has not signed up at protectthevote.com. I guess they don't teach you how to use a website at Harvard. So no. I just want to make clear that it's over between me and Matt. And he can giggle all he wants. I'm not laughing about it.
Yeah, giggle like a 12-year-old girl. And that's what he does in the back. He doesn't listen to the show. He doesn't watch me on TV, Linda. It's like he's not even there.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And he's losing more support than Joe Biden is right now. That after calling people garbage, that's how unpopular DeSantis is right now.
That's big news. People like Biden more than they like DeSantis.
Yeah, it's true.
You'd think DeSantis would change his ways, but he's not even smart enough to realize, hey, maybe I should turn myself around. He just keeps being completely goofy and not doing his job.
Rich, I love this because Linda Kearns was the Matt DeSantis defender, and now she's flipped on him. This is the greatest. I love this. And, you know, his girlfriend's a Fugazi, right? Snuffleupagus, fake girlfriend.
Oh, he is a made-up internet girlfriend. I'm not surprised, Rich. Come on.
She's in, where is she now? Where is she, the Philippines?
I think the Philippines.
Philippines.
Said, right. Yeah,
the Philippines, Linda.
Oh, Rich, you really have to put up with a lot.
I know it, and I'm starving. All right, thank you, my friend. We'll talk soon, Linda Kearns. Appreciate it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, you stay on hold if you're on hold. I'll come to you next. Sorry about this. The show's just going at 100 miles an hour today. What can I tell you? But I got to tell you about Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo. This is huge, all right? It's a 3-in-1 service. You need this service. I don't want the government spying on me. I don't want companies spying on me, period. So this is what you need. DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. It's DuckDuckGo VPN. Secures you online totally. There's nothing like it. That's what you need. Plus two other protections included, personal information removal and identity theft restoration. If, God forbid, somebody steals your identity, they're going to get it back for you. That's right. And it's only $9.99 a month. That's it. You get all that. All the protection of DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro, including the VPN, to keep you secure if you're ever on a public Wi-Fi or just at your Wi-Fi at home. You need it. It's essential. And all you got to do is just go to duckduckgo.com/1210, sign up, get a week on us, all right, and try it out for yourself. You're going to love it. I love the level of protection. They'll help you find information about you online, your personal information, and they'll get rid of it for you. They'll help restore your identity, and they'll protect your identity. And with the VPN, you will be secure in a way that no other company can provide. Protect yourself from hackers, scammers, privacy-invasive companies, and identity theft for only $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the entire year. That's right. Just go to duckduckgo.com/1210 and sign up today. Get a week on me and check it out. duckduckgo.com/1210.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.